From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Milton Bagby reading Island Life by Michael W. Scherer. Now, let's begin with Island Life. Chapter 1. How do you live without someone who's been part of your life for 20 years? Depends, Sarah said, enigmatic as usual. The irony of therapy, basically paying to talk to someone, is that you end up talking to yourself a lot, a characteristic most of us associate with crazies on the street. I wondered how dissimilar I was, really, from them. What separated me from them, other than a shower, shave, and clean clothes? "Where's my hoodie?" Kelsey yelled from the second floor, but I could already hear her bounding heavily down the stairs. She came into the kitchen with a look of annoyance on her normally pretty face. I winced involuntarily when I saw the black circles around her eyes, not from lack of sleep, but from too much mascara, and my reaction only deepened her vexation. "What hoodie?" I asked, trying to smile pleasantly. "My juicy." She could barely keep the exasperation out of her voice. "The pink one," she added, just in case I was a complete moron and severely fashion-impaired. "Probably in the laundry, sweetie." "The laundry? Dad, I wanted those things washed last night." I sighed. "Sorry, I forgot." She folded her slender arms, shifted her weight onto one foot, pouting. "Now what am I supposed to do?" "You know, you could have put a load in all by yourself if you needed clean clothes." The logic was lost on her. My smart, funny, attractive, and utterly spoiled